obligating the city to this amount of money for the next 3 years. We've got a lot of uncertainty coming down the pipe. Explain to me, what do you envision the mechanism is if, and what is your understanding with the union if we have more costs or more revenue streams cut by the state or feds or whoever, aside from raising taxes, if we, can we roll back wages? Can we, how does this work? Because we're obligating our community to a lot of money over the next 3 years. What's your understanding of the process? Can we talk to the union and get them to look at rollbacks, or is that something they would entertain?
I can't really speak for what they might be willing to entertain or not. However, I can say that there is a provision in the bargaining agreement that was ratified that allows for, it's been referred to colloquially as a reopener provision, and it was specifically tied to reductions in state revenue sharing, referred to as community assistance. So if that is decreased, and I realize it was previously, we used to get about $590,000, I think, just a few years ago, and then $380,000 last year. It's actually going up a little bit this year, so about $480,000. But if that were to be cut in the future, there is a provision in the collective bargaining agreement that would allow for negotiations to be reopened for the purpose of evaluating wage increases already agreed to but not yet in effect. So that is a provision in the collective bargaining agreement. However,
so that would only affect future mm-hmm. raises, not what we're currently obligated to.
It would, if memory serves, the provision would allow for us to evaluate wage increases that were previously agreed to but not yet in effect. So that might include things like step increases.
Right.
It might include other aspects of routine wage increases that employees would experience. And as for the employees that are not in the union, there are multiple things that could be done that could address uncertainties or drops in revenue. That could include any number of things, really. There's the notion of a step freeze has been mentioned in the past, whereby employees would not be granted their automatic step increase that they received generally every single year, going back at least 7 or 8 years, probably more than that. Layoffs are sometimes considered, oftentimes staffing reductions in ways that public entities control personnel costs, unfortunately. And I guess if I could go so far as to say, I think that would be one of the fairly limited number of options you would have with a collective bargaining agreement if it came down to that.
Why do you say that?
Mainly because it's alluded to directly in the language in the contract, such that if layoffs are to be necessary, there's a provision whereby those layoffs would need to begin with those who have the least amount of seniority. That provision is in there, so the reference is direct to the acknowledgement that layoffs are sometimes necessary. Of course, those are just the personnel-related measures that could be looked at for controlling costs, and then there's other things that could be looked at, such as raising taxes and rates, not that I'm suggesting that now, or looking at some of the capital that was approved and seeing if there's any of it that can be deferred longer.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lee. Any further discussion? Yes.
Well, I just wanted to say that this decision before us basically would put, in my mind anyway, both the union and non-union workers on more of a level playing field. And I'm in favor of that. I feel like it's an issue of fairness, and I don't think it breeds a good, healthy working environment to have employees sort of not, fairly treated. So, what's coming in the future, we're going to have to deal with it one way or another. And if everybody's in the same boat equally, I feel like, we're keeping fairness in mind. And when we need to look at our budget again next year, we're going to have to again, fairly look at the budget. So, anyway, that's my thoughts.
Thank you.
I think we're on a water watch, and we have the water information before us at every assembly meeting. I think we better go on a budget watch and have any surprises or any potential surprises coming our way.
Stage one?
Yeah. I think we're at stage one for our budget. I'm starting to get nervous.
I kind of view it like a tsunami, and unfortunately I see the tide way out, and we have a choice. We either head for high ground or we can go clam digging, and we know what clam digging will yield for us. So I think we need to be really cautious moving forward. I think so far in the past, we've certainly gotten our heads up early on as things have come down the pipe. I feel like they've done a good job, but we really have to be hyper-vigilant, and those relationships up north are going to be really important moving forward, and having our good contacts with our political representatives, but also a deep understanding of the underpinnings that are going on in those meetings and those caucuses. I'm incredibly nervous moving forward, and I think Governor Murkowski's warnings were very timely, and hopefully we can avoid having to do anything for a while, but I know that we're going to have to face some tough realities.
And then if this item passes tonight, I think this would preclude a salary and wage study. I think we could hold that off for several years and save a little bit of money that way and apply it to this. I know that salary and wage study was discussed, and I think we could hold off on that.
Well, it was a salary and wage study that was done by the University of Alaska Fairbanks, which it was recommended that the public read that. Steve?
I think we need to start preparing for union negotiations in 3 years today, and the salary and wage study, in my opinion, would give us some good information to move forward on, but whether it happens today or in a bit of time, but I really think we need to go into the next cycle with as much information as possible, because if we don't have that information, it will be weaponized. The lack of information will be weaponized against us, and I think it's crucial that we have it available. But I appreciate not spending
money.
We don't need to spend money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Any further discussion? Oh, please.
Assemblymember Stecker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
No.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13F, approval of the bid received for the procurement of a Ford F-550 mechanics truck with crane body.
Move to approve a contract award for the Advanced Truck and Body and Equipment Company for the purchase of a Ford F-550 mechanics truck with crane body in the amount of $57,730, with funding to come from the approved fiscal year 2018 Garage Department's Capital Asset Fund.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Well, I raised some concerns about this. Number one, whenever I see bids that have a wide, 25 to 33% difference, that is a red alert for me. And so I always like to understand what's going on, because sometimes low bid, it may not be the best bid. That was my first concern. And my second concern on this is that nowhere in our bid documentation did it say what year this was. When I went and reviewed the bid package, we do have in the terms of understanding, it does say some things about new, but I never saw 2017, 2018, 2016 in any of the award. I found it a little bit interesting that we're buying a brand new F-550 mechanics truck, and we buy used emergency equipment on a regular basis to save money, we buy fire trucks that are 25 years old or 20 years old and try to get some more life out of them, but we're buying a $60,000 rig on an island with 35 miles worth of road. I was a little curious about that, and I appreciate that it comes with a warranty, and I appreciate this, but we work on our own darn vehicles most of the time anyways, and is there any way that that price could be lower if we got a 2016 that was new, but or a 2015 that had 20,000 miles on it, or I don't know. But those were the things that struck me immediately, and I came in and asked some questions about that, and Kim provided the documentation, but I couldn't really find that answer.
Yes.
Mayor, Amber is here, and she's prepared to speak to the questions that the assembly member has, if you would like to.
Thanks, Amber.
We're out at 11.2 miles on Mogia Highway. Can't really speak to why we, I think we all know why we're not buying new pumper trucks and emergency vehicles. But as to why we went forward with this procurement as we did, number one, your question about why the model wasn't, and the year wasn't stated in there, that actually was an oversight on my part. It should have addressed that we were requesting a 2017 model. So that is an oversight. It has been clarified with the supplier that that new model of the existing production is a 2017, and that's what they have proposed. To answer your question why there was such a difference in the bid price, I didn't call Bob Services to ask them why they were so much higher than Advanced Truck, but my assumption based on the questions that they had prior to the bid was that because they're in Anchorage and they have to go through a local dealer or a dealer that would then ship to Anchorage, that vehicle for them to put in that high service body on. There is the expense of shipping that vehicle to Anchorage and then getting it back down to Wrangell, as the bid requested that it was in Hogan Wrangell. Advanced Truck and Body, who's located down south, they are acquiring the vehicle from a dealer down south, having that vehicle shipped to their service shop, and they're installing that high service body and then shipping it up to Wrangell. So my assumption is that it's that extra transportation cost that likely has driven the cost for them, and there could be some dealer cost associated with that change as well. As to why we are looking for a new vehicle and not a used one, we did investigate looking for a used vehicle that would accommodate that type of service body and all the equipment that we have on our existing mechanics truck. Most of the vehicles that I saw, all of them actually were 20-year-old vehicles already that were listed in poor condition and were scattered all over the country. I looked in Alaska, different municipalities, and then we also went to the GSA website and looked for options there. At the time, we didn't find anything that suited our needs, so we decided to ask for a new vehicle through the budget process.
So were we looking for the specific body with the crane and truck body, or the I would imagine there's boxes associated with this, or were we looking for an F-550 truck used that we could retro the pay advance whatever to put the crane and a new bed on?
Originally, I was not looking at only a 550, but something that was substantial enough to accommodate the service body and the crane and all of the other equipment, and they're typically the higher end vehicles to hold that. But there just wasn't much. I looked for a couple of months prior to putting the budget together, and I wasn't coming up with anything that looked reliable. I think over the past, what I understand is that Public Works and most of our departments have gone to surplus sales, and the one that we had, Mechanics Truck, was surplus twice before it ended up at our shop. So we consistently have these old vehicles that we have to take care of and put a lot of time and effort into to keep them running. And my decision was to ask for a new truck so we could have this vehicle that was reliable. It is the response truck that goes out and assists other vehicles and equipment in the field when there's a problem, including all of our service vehicles.
Thank you.
Any further questions for Amber?
How old is the truck we have now?
It's 38 years old.
38? Mm-hmm. And how often does this truck go out?
Oh, it varies. It could be daily some weeks, and then it might sit there for several days before it goes out again. It depends on the need, what it's called for.
How many miles a year are we putting on it?
I can't answer that right now.
That's all.
Anything further? Thank you. Any further questions, comments, discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
No.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. That concludes new business. Item 14, attorney's file. A summary report was provided to the assembly members. Item 15, the executive session. We have none. That last item is adjournment, and we will adjourn this meeting at 8:18 p.m.